You have to be careful on Reddit because sometimes the narrators are not reliable. Like, he could have got up and said, I'm so glad to see the queer love represented here, like, in my relationship. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know the narrators at all in this. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Dare Taylor. Okay, I'm not going to talk like this the entire time. Hi, how you been? What you been up to? Where you been? Oh, you been here? Good, that's good. Well, I haven't. I've been kind of everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I've been constantly traveling. And so I basically took an entire month off the podcast because I just batched a bunch of content and now I'm back. So today we're going to be reading some Reddit stories because you all love when I read Reddit stories. And there's one at the very top of Best of Redditor Updates. So let's get to it. Best of Redditor Updates. Here we go. I thought a cute guy was ghosting me. Only to find out, I was ghosting him. I was at a party 2 weeks ago where I only knew two people. When in walks this guy who immediately gave me this really big smile. I thought he was so gorgeous. We ended up talking in the same circles and he introduces himself. We start chatting and quickly find the circle around us has disappeared and it's just us. He's so smart, his smile is outrageously cute, and I love how he seems laser focused on me instead of one of the many other attractive women that have now joined the party and are talking about their cool Raya dates. As the night wore on, I found myself talking to various different groups, but each time this guy would appear again, and we'd end up talking just to each other again. Someone who knew neither of us came up and said we made an attractive couple, and I realized somehow in the span of 2 hours we were already acting like a couple. It wasn't just being sexually attracted to him. I felt so comfortable around him and he was so attentive to my needs. I told him offhand I had allergies to the dog at the party. What does that have anything to do with? Okay. Hours later, when I started sneezing, he immediately knew why and moved us outside. Oh, okay. I see where you're going, girl. His smile was the thing that immediately caught my attention, but it was the thoughtfulness that made it so at the end of the night, before I had to catch an Uber home together, and we ended up kissing. Oh my goodness, we're moving fast. Okay, before the Uber drops him off, I gave him my number. Oh, so they got an Uber together, got in, had a little schmooshy mooch, dropped him off. She gave him the number. Got it. Sunday comes, I don't hear from him. Okay, I get it. We both got home at 4 a.m. and I too just want to sleep the day away. Monday comes, silence. Tuesday, even more silence. I know I've read how it's uncool to text a girl immediately because you want to seem super cool and wanted, but we're both in our mid-30s and I hoped and realized that these mind games are just bullshit. If you like someone, text them when you can. Life is too short to be with people half interested in you. Wednesday comes and I'm a mixture of angry and over it and insecure all at the same time. How dare he lead me on like this? Well, I guess I'm glad I only wasted one night on this asshole. Was I not pretty enough? All these thoughts raced through my head and convinced me into typing his name and workplace into Google to see if I can find him. Oh my gosh, I'm tripping on my words because I am shocked that she went to Google to look him up. Crazy. Turns out he was incredibly easy to find. I was planning on just looking at him because I missed his face, but I accidentally clicked the link that brought me to his LinkedIn page. Yikes! Now he'll know that I stalked him, which made me feel even worse. I probably looked crazy. Is that how LinkedIn works? I've never looked somebody up on LinkedIn. Let me know. Does it let them know if they have a profile that someone looked at you? I'm assuming is what she's meaning here. Well, since I was already on his page, I guess I'd look at where he'd worked. Maybe he wasn't really interesting and I'd feel better about him ghosting me. Nope. Turns out he's not only very smart, but also humble. Because his resume listed a dozen of different cool jobs, impressive schools he's attended, things he's worked on. Great. I probably wasn't impressive enough for him. Not 30 minutes later, he friends me on LinkedIn, but seems surprised that I was reaching out. He had evidently texted me that night and again the next day, only to not hear anything back. I had ghosted him. Oh no, she gave him the wrong number. Uh-oh. And this is how we found out my fuck up. When I gave him my number, turns out it was off by a digit. Turns out tipsy me isn't so great at typing or proofreading. If it hadn't been for me being a creepy LinkedIn stalker, it could have been months, if ever, before we'd seen each other again. Right now we're laughing about it and setting up our first real date. Wish me luck, Reddit. Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Yeah, you gotta like double check those numbers, because otherwise you might miss out on your Prince Charming. Oh my goodness. Oh, wait, okay. Update. A year later. A year ago, I met a cute guy at a party. Accidentally gave him the wrong number and then found him again on LinkedIn. The last post stopped at the point where I had now given him my correct phone number. We decided for our first date to walk around a park near the city and then grab a drink. I was anxious as soon as the date was set. Besides the normal first date jitters, I also carried the secret that I had posted the story of how I reconnected with him on Reddit. I forgot. I mean, obviously we're reading it like I'm here reading it, but I've never thought about how when people write these Reddit stories, sometimes they have to like confront the person that they wrote it about. Ugh, don't like that. Don't like that. Is she going to tell him? Should she tell him? Would you tell him? I think I would, because I think it'd be funny. We'll see if she does. Some 35,000 people had upvoted it. Oh, thousands of more had seen it. Oh, so it's popular. Oh no, okay. I needed to tell him about the Reddit post, but I was scared of how he would react. He probably already thought I was weird for looking him up on LinkedIn. I had no idea if he would see me posting our story on Reddit as a breach of his privacy or attention-seeking or just plain weird. Yeah, I'd feel really creeped out as a woman if a man met me at a party, we got the numbers mixed up, and then he, like, found me on Instagram, and then he, like, wrote a story about me on Reddit. I think I'd be a little creeped out. I'm not gonna lie. But I'm hoping for this girl. I'm hoping she's really cute, and maybe he'll overlook it. The day of our date, I waited for him by a park fountain. When I saw him walking towards me, my heart skipped. I got made fun of in my last post for how much I complimented this guy's smile. And I don't even care. Seeing him smile made me immediately happier. It also made me even more worried that I had messed up even the possibility of us becoming a thing by posting our story for the world to see. We walked around the park and sat to talk under a pair of trees. It was a beautiful late summer day. I found myself holding his hand. Oh, man, I want this to work for them. Aw, this is so wholesome. Slowly, we headed to the nearby bar. And by this time, I was shaking. When I got my drink in my hand, I took a few sips and the words tumbled out. I thought our reconnection story was funny, so I posted it to Reddit. I'd gotten maybe 20 upvotes on anything I've ever posted before this, so I expected much the same. Then I started to get dozens of notifications from hundreds of people commenting on the post. A friend sent me the post because they thought I'd enjoy it. My sister called and asked if I had written it because she recognized my writing style. A newspaper wrote an article about it. The post had taken on a life of its own. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I never thought about like actual media outside of Reddit, like taking an interest in it. That's crazy. Oh, no. Be careful what you write on Reddit, everyone. When I showed him the Reddit post, he read it quietly. When he was done, he stood up, came over, and gave me a kiss. Ooh! With that, I breathed the biggest sigh of relief. I learned he himself uses Reddit and thought the post was sweet. The rest of the date, we read the comments together and laughed about the whole thing. Later that week, he came over to my apartment and we cooked dinner together and talked more. Our conversations turned to the fact that neither of us like casually dating multiple people at the same time. We didn't know exactly what this was yet, but we knew we already liked each other. With that, it seems we were dating. Oh, I'm so happy for them! The first few weeks of dating sped by, filled with apple picking, hiking, and many soup dumplings. I learned at late night karaoke, he has a beautiful singing voice, and he learned that I definitely did not. I told a friend later that we were dating, and she asked, "Yes, but is he your boyfriend?" Evidently, in this new world of constant casualness, you could be monogamously dating just for the fun of it, but becoming a boyfriend or girlfriend meant you saw this person as someone really important. Are you kidding me? Now there's like tiers. There's like tiers of dating now. That's no, there's no way. Let me know in the comment section. Is that true? I don't think it's true. In previous relationships, I had felt like I was supposed to wait till the guy said he wanted to be with me, and it would look desperate to say I love you before the guy did. This relationship felt different. There was no feeling that he was waiting to text me back, to look cooler and more unavailable. There was just no avoidance of talk about the future. I just felt like two people that were enjoying learning about each other, which in turn made me feel comfortable being open and honest with him. So after 6 weeks of dating, but maybe not being my boyfriend, I wrote my feelings down on a card and asked him to be my official boyfriend, and he accepted. Okay, so that is a new thing now. That's a new thing. I don't like it. I don't like it. The rest of the year has been filled with adventures to foreign places where I proceeded to get us lost twice in the place after dark with no street lights. Still sorry about that one, babe. And many trips to the grocery store that were thankfully a little less tumultuous. We've danced late into the night at concerts and cuddled in bed watching TV. We just finished Avatar The Last Airbender, the animated series. I've fallen asleep on his chest to the sound of pattering rain. My last thoughts at the brink of sleep that I have never felt so safe. Aww. This is so wholesome. Man, this is why you gotta go to parties when you're invited. You just never know who you're gonna meet. Ugh. But there's still more. I love it. I've woken up next to him and looked over at his face that looks so young and relaxed in sleep. But the hair that falls over his face already has some gray in it. Seeing it fills me with sadness that our time together on this planet is finite. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Over the last year, he has shown in 1,000 small ways that he is not only a great boyfriend, but a thoughtful friend and a caring son. My friends and family love him, and that makes me love him all the more. He always makes me feel heard and seen and builds me up in a way that makes me feel like the best version of myself around him. He is brilliant and competent at his job, which is sexy as hell. He is serious enough to have his finances in order, but will still let loose and do silly dance moves with me while we're cooking breakfast. He is very clean, so I've never once felt like I shouldered the burden of housekeeping. I'm actually messier than him and have put a lot of effort into being cleaner out of respect. Not once has he raised his voice, and throughout the whole year, I don't think we've gotten into an argument. This relationship feels healthy and happy and calm. I got a few comments from my last post that looking up someone on LinkedIn when they haven't texted is crazy. Please know that if he had turned me down on LinkedIn, I would have respected this and not contacted him further. It's just within a few hours of meeting this man, he felt inexplicably important in my life, and I'm glad I trusted my gut to try and find him. Oh my gosh, my heart is like swelling for this story. The last part is to my boyfriend who wanted to be surprised by what I wrote. Over the last year, you've become my favorite person and my best friend. I am so grateful that I met you and grateful for every day I get to wake up next to you. I can't wait to see what this next year brings for us. I love you very much.
Aww. This is so wholesome. Like, man, I wish every Reddit story was like this, but they're not. They're just not. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a breath of fresh air. See, love in this age is real. People say love is dead. Dead, my voice. People say love is dead, but it is still out there. It still exists. And sometimes you just got to stalk them on LinkedIn to find out.
All right, let's find another one.
I want to know what love is.
That's what's playing in my head right now.
I want you to show me.
All right, here we go. Am I the a-hole for breaking up with my BF over this? Let's find out. I, 23 male, broke up with my boyfriend, 25 male, of 2 years last night, and now I'm wondering if I overreacted. My cousin, 29 female, just got married to her wife, 28 female, in this beautiful ceremony. They're the first queer couple in our family to get married, and it meant a lot to me personally growing up. I didn't even know if I'd be allowed to be out, let alone see two women I love and admire stand up and be celebrated. I love that. My boyfriend, we'll call him Zach, came with me. He's met most of my family before and everything seemed fine. During the reception, things got emotional. A few people gave unplanned toasts and my cousin asked if I wanted to say something. I kept it short and just said how proud I was, how beautiful it was to see the queer love honored like that. That was it. When I sat down, Zach leaned over and quietly whispered, "You know, for someone who's not even in the wedding, you're really trying to make it your moment." I thought he was joking and gave him a look. Then he added something along the lines of, "You gonna cry again or save it for our wedding that we're never gonna have?" He smirked like it was nothing. I laughed awkwardly because I didn't want to cause a scene and ruin my cousin's wedding. But it stuck with me. I didn't say anything right away because it was not the time or the place. I didn't want to make the night about me or create any drama. Later back at our hotel, I brought it up. I said his comment hurt, especially since he knows how much this wedding meant to me. He brushed it off saying, Jesus, you're still on that. It was a joke. You were getting so sappy. I thought you were going to propose. I told him I didn't think it was funny and that he took a moment that mattered to me and made me feel stupid for caring. He kept calling me sensitive, and I was overthinking everything, like always. So I told him I was done, packed my stuff, called a friend, and left. He texted saying I made a scene out of nothing. I chose a weird hill to die on, and that I'll regret throwing away a good thing over a dumb joke. Oh, I don't know how to feel about this one, chat. I have an issue when people make jokes or when they make jokes. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, a lot of my friends will make a joke or like a jab at me and like I can take it like most times. But when I show that it literally bothers me or is like really upsetting me, sometimes they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just meant it as a joke. And if it's sincere, then I can kind of move on. But a lot of times I feel like people say things that are jokes and they back off when they see that you're offended by it when it wasn't really a joke to begin with. Does that make sense? Like they're saying something and it's meant to be jabby and then they see you get offended and they're like, no, it's a joke. It's a joke. And like, I can't stand that because it's very obvious when it wasn't a joke. But I feel like in this situation, I don't know. I think like breaking it off is a little dramatic in this situation. I feel like breaking off in this situation is a little dramatic. I think communicating more about it to get some more clarity, I guess. I don't know. Like, what did... I would love to know why he thought you were so sappy. Like, you gave a speech. Or was the speech actually really long? Like, sometimes you have to be careful on Reddit because sometimes the narrators are not reliable. Like, he could have got up and said, I'm so glad to see the queer love represented here, like, in my relationship. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know the narrators at all in this. So I'm gonna scroll down and I want to see. Oh, a lot of people are saying... The comments are saying, there is no such thing as just joking. Every joke comes with a spear point. Oof. Okay. I bet OP could think back and find a lot of other examples. It was such an unnecessary comment that he knew it would hurt. It's not like you could mistake its meaning or intention. Yeah. Ooh, not the a-hole. Sounds like he's a massive douchebag. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Oh, this one. This one's interesting. Okay. Wait, I scrolled past it. He doesn't want OP getting any ideas and has a desire to keep OP unhappy. Sounds like negging. I'm sure this is not the first time he said things like this. Okay, is there an update? There's no update. Okay, moving on to the next one. I would have loved a little bit more communication because I think breaking up with him right then and there is kind of a lot. But maybe there was a lot more like negging like the comment section had said. I don't know. That one felt a little quick to withdraw, in my opinion. Oh no, what's this one? Am I the a-hole or is my girlfriend insane? This got to be interesting. My girlfriend and I have been together about 3 months. We met at an arcade while I was with my previous girlfriend, but that relationship was sucky and I knew it was coming to an end. Oh, I don't like the start of this at all. Okay. That's bad. That's really bad. Okay. Now my current girlfriend and I got along really well in the first 2 months, but recently she's been pointing out that apparently I'm arrogant, which I think is total bullshit. I don't know, homie. Your first sentence straight out the gate is pretty, I don't know. It's pretty telling. It's very telling. But let's continue. Some of the times she uses against me are either when I was joking or didn't know I was being cocky or rude. Honestly, I'm not even sure I was. Oh, man. I can't. My blood is boiling for this, like, about this man. Like, I already know somebody in my life that's, like, kind of like this. And, like, I'm already, my blood already do be boiling. This is so frustrating. Okay. Okay, we just got done talking about how joking there's a little bit of sincerity in it. So we're gonna keep reading because I gotta finish the story. I don't wanna finish the story, but we gotta finish the story. Okay. One she used against me a lot about me apparently being a jerk and treating her badly is when I make jokes in front of our friends. For instance, just some small comments when we're on the topic of relationships. Oh yeah, she's a bottom, and a small nudge to her elbow or something. She also keeps telling me I'm not respecting her boundaries because she told me not to touch her food. And I'm not gonna lie, I forget about this all the time. She hates when I touch her food in public for like no reason and will genuinely smack my hand off. Not a light tap to get me off it, a full slap. Yeah, you kind of deserve it, buddy. Oh my gosh, that is a boundary. I don't want to finish the story. I don't want to finish the story, but we gotta finish the story. She's also gotten to the point where she will sleep on the couch instead of with me because I touch her too much while she's trying to sleep. Isn't that like what relationships are about? Mind you, this is at like 8:30 p.m. She complains about me having this massive ego, which I really don't even have. I'm pretty sure she's making it up. Oh my God, this guy is insufferable. Oh, this guy stinks. This guy is insufferable. Please, please finish this up. Oh my gosh. But she will tell me that I think I'm too good and I need to stop thinking I'm better than everyone. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit I'm good at stuff or pretty attractive, but I'm not flaunting it or anything. Oh my gosh. Yes, you are the a-hole. Oh my gosh, this whole post is literally, am I the a-hole because I'm an a-hole? Oh my gosh, this is so bad. Oh, that's embarrassing. Is there an update? Does he get reamed in the comments? I kind of hope he does. Oh man, Oh, is he fighting for his life in the comments? He's fighting for his life in the comments. Stop. Stop. Okay, this comment says, you are the a-hole, and the way you write this, she's not wrong. And then OP is in the chat like, the way I write it, ? The commenter, it's dripping through every word you write. I'm not dating you, but even I want to break up with you after reading that. And you wrote that, not anyone else. You get a chance to tell your side of the story the way you want to, and you come up with this incredibly telling. That's amazing. Oh my gosh, this OP is literally fighting for his life in the comments. You're the a-hole. You're obnoxious, rude, disrespectful, and deliberately obtuse. Hopefully she develops backbone and self-worth and ditches you. OP, I understand the sex joke, but other than that, I really don't see anything wrong with what I did. Oh! Oh my God, I almost knocked over my whole table with the monitor and all the recording devices. I cannot. Oh my God, OP. How are you this obtuse? How are you this obtuse? I can't. I really can't, y'all. Oh, I need to relax. Oh, yeah, I'm a dirter this man. I'm wearing my Madurter robe and my Madurter jewels. Madurter, goodbye. Oh man, to go from like such a wholesome story at the top of this episode to that is just, oh no, it gets worse. It gets worse, okay. Am I the a-hole for sleeping with my sister's husband? Let's unpack this. I, 29 female, find myself in a complicated and difficult situation that has strained my relationship with my sister, 31 female. I recently slept with her husband. Is it really that complicated? Is it that complicated? Okay. Y'all, some of you on Reddit, you got problems. Okay. And she now refuses to speak to me. Can't imagine why. However, I genuinely believe that I'm not solely to blame for the fallout. And I need an impartial judgment on whether I'm the a-hole in this scenario. Prior to the incident, I noticed some questionable behavior from my brother-in-law, 33 male, towards me. Feeling concerned about my sister's well-being, I decided to address the issue with her. However, she dismissed my concerns, leaving me unsure of how to proceed. My sister works as a flight attendant and is gone more than she is at home. My brother-in-law recently lost his job and was feeling depressed. During one of her frequent absences from home, she asked me to keep her husband company. I don't like where this is going. She trusted me and didn't believe the warnings that I gave her before about his behavior towards me. Oh, no.
Is this going to turn SA?
Ooh, okay. Here we go. But I saw this as an opportunity to support their marriage and help them rebuild their connection. Unfortunately, as we spent more time together, our bond deepened and we eventually crossed a line that should have never been crossed. Okay, you said we. It's not SA. Mm-mm. No, here we go. We had both been drinking and he was complaining to me about the troubles in their marriage and how he hasn't been for a while. That's a typo. He was crying and I decided to comfort him. One thing led to another, and we did the unthinkable. I woke up and realized the nature of what I did and immediately realized the nature of what had happened. We both were so intoxicated that we stupidly ended up falling asleep and awoke to my sister screaming and hitting the both of us. How could you do this to me? We're sisters. I trusted you. She wouldn't even give me a chance to explain and kicked me out of the house. Okay. Okay. So, if we were telling our sister that her husband was flirting with you or whatever in the beginning, why would you drink with him? Why? Why would you drink with him? And like you said, like, oh, I tried to warn her and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you were part of this. Like, girly pop. Mm-mm. Now my sister refuses to speak to me. She's filed for divorce. Our parents are siding with her, saying that I violated every family moral. Yeah, you think? However, I believe that there are multiple factors at play here. I'm not the only one responsible for the breakdown of their marriage. While I acknowledge my mistake, I also question why my sister failed to address the issue in her relationship and why she left her husband in my care without setting clear boundaries. You're the one who didn't set clear boundaries. Hello? Like, what? What? Girl. Like, we're not this dense, right? I do feel a strong sense of guilt and remorse for my actions, but I also recognize that my sister and her husband had their fair share of problems. It's unfair to place all the blame on me when there were underlying issues that existed long before our involvement. That being said, I understand my sister's anger and hurt. I'm willing to accept responsibility for my actions and make amends, but I also believe that it is crucial for her to acknowledge her role in this situation. Rebuilding trust and repairing our relationship will require open and honest communication from both parties. Now you're going to act all high and mighty. Yeah. Okay. In sharing my story, I hope for an unbiased judgment and guidance on how to navigate this difficult situation. Am I the a-hole for sleeping with my sister's husband? Yes. Yes, you are. Undoubtedly. My goodness. Oh, there's an update. Hang on. Okay, guys. I get it. Hang on. There's an update. Okay, guys, I get it. You guys have ripped me apart in the comments, and yeah, I admit I messed up. After deeply reflecting on my actions and seeking advice from others, I've come to realize the extent of the hurt and the damage I caused to my sister. I genuinely regret my behavior, and I'm now fully aware that I was in the wrong. You now are aware? Gosh, she's so dense. There's no excuse for what I did, and I think I was trying to excuse my actions because the thought of it all was too painful. Last night, after reading the comments, I mustered up the courage to reach out and apologize to my sister. Unfortunately, despite my sincerest effort, she has not only refused to speak to me, but has also blocked me from all forms of communication. Yeah, can't imagine why. The fact that my sister has taken such measures is deeply upsetting to me. I yearn for her forgiveness and genuinely want her back in my life. However, I understand that I cannot force her to reconcile or forgive me on my terms. I have sought advice from friends and family on how to navigate this situation. But it seems like the best course of action for now is to respect her boundaries and give her the space she clearly needs. I've continued to reflect on my actions and have sought therapy to address the underlying issues that led to my hurtful behavior. I found some online and plan on calling soon to get started up to help figure out the root for my behavior. I'm committed to personal growth and becoming a better person, regardless of whether or not my sister chooses to reconnect with me, which I will never give up trying. So you haven't found a therapist yet? You haven't found one yet? Okay. I have also reached out to mutual friends and family members, hoping they might act as intermediaries or offer support in bridging the gap between us. However, I understand that they too must respect my sister's boundaries and not get involved in our personal dispute. My ex-brother-in-law has refused to pick up any of my phone calls through all this. Yeah. Heard from my mother that he told her I initiated the entire thing and got him drunk, then forced myself on him, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I can't believe he'd go through me under all... Yeah, I can't believe he'd throw me under the bus after I was there for him for so long. I guess I really looked like the fool. Wow. That's pretty bad. Like, that's pretty bad that he threw her under the bus. And then, like, the mom is... It sounds like no one's really siding with him. So I think you're in the clear there, OP. But, like, still, I wonder if the mom and the sister believe the ex-husband. You know? Like, I'd be curious to know if OP has been untrustworthy in the past. Because if she has, I could see them siding with the ex-husband, you know? It's all about the past, you know? It's all about, like, the rapport you have with people. Because if you're an honest person and you are saying sorry for your mistakes and trying to do better, you're more believable. Not that that's the only reason you should do that, obviously. But, yeah, I wonder if this OP is, like, questionable or, like, just makes bad decisions a lot. The pain of not being able to communicate with my sister is devastating, but I'm determined to learn from my mistake and make amends any way possible. I will continue to work on myself and strive to become someone who deserves her forgiveness. Even if it takes a significant amount of time, to say the past few months have been insane is an understatement. I feel like my entire world has caved in. While I hold on to hope that one day my sister will be willing to reopen the lines of communication, I also acknowledge the possibility that she may never want to speak to me again. Regardless, I will continue to grow, learn, and reflect on my actions, knowing that healing and reconciliation are processes that cannot be rushed or forced. I hope my sister sees my remorse and my effort to grow. I will update if anything further happens. Yeah. I don't like that. Is there another update? There's no other update. No, man. I feel like we should jump back into the best of Redditor updates because I want more conclusions now. Like, I want to know, does the family ever, like, forgive her? How recent was this one? Let me see. Yeah, it's from a few years ago, so. Man, we want updates. We want more updates, please. Best of Redditor updates. Let's go back there. Oh, okay. My 25 male wife, 24 female, is traveling alone with another man. Let's do it. This feels weird to type out. My 25 male wife, 24 female, is going on holiday with another guy. I feel like there's a 0% chance she's cheating on me. I don't think she would ever do that, but I just hate the way it's making me feel. We've been married for a few years now. Basically, my wife has a new male coworker that she has really enjoyed lately. That's great. I'm all for new friends, regardless of their gender. We haven't really had a relationship with insecurity about friendships of another gender. I have friends that are girls. She has friends that are guys. It's basically always worked for us. Anyway, my wife and this guy have become closer over the past few months that they've worked together. They snap and send each other memes all the time. It feels like half the time I'm talking to her, she's really just reacting to these messages. They snap each other. It's not looking good, my guy. They've also hung out a lot after work, going to get drinks and stuff, often late into the night. I typically don't receive an invite. My wife just goes, and you're letting her go on vacation with this guy without talking about it? I don't know. Sorry, I should say, and you're letting her go, but I need to rephrase that and say, she's going to go on this vacation with this guy and you're not going to talk to her about it first? You're not going to talk to her about it first? Okay. She doesn't do so secretly. She texts me letting me know her plans, but it's a little frustrating that she just goes out without inviting me, and often last minute, especially knowing that we haven't spent much quality time together in a few weeks. More recently, my wife and this guy have recently been talking about this cool hike that they want to go on. The only problem is it would be an overnight trip that they just go on, just the two of them. I am bothered by this. I know you can travel with platonic friendships, but I can't help but just feel bothered. I really don't believe she would cheat on me. I just feel like I've been moved to second place by my wife as she goes off and has fun with someone she enjoys more. Meanwhile, I'm just the guy that does the chores, comforts, and supports. It also doesn't help that I've only interacted with this guy a few times, and usually not for very long. So I don't really know him that well. How do I handle this situation? I want to be honest and communicate how I'm feeling, but I don't want to come off as insecure by telling my wife that she can or can't do this. I also know that she's looking forward to this trip, and I don't want to take that away from her. I feel like I'd be selfish to do in this situation. If I should just let them go, what do I do with what I'm feeling? I'd appreciate any help, Reddit. I'm not sure what to expect. All right. Ooh, here we go. 1.5 years later, there's an update. Let me do that again. There's an update 1.5 years later, which is kind of a long time to wait for an update, but like we're here. Let's do it. It's been like 1.5 years since I posted. A lot of people considered me a troll or making stuff up at first. Here's the current update where things are and where they stand. It's going to be long and things aren't fully resolved, and I'd love some more advice. I'm really having a difficult time processing how I feel and what to do. Oh no, it's still happening? A year and a half later? Oh no. Bro. Oh no. Okay. I spoke with my wife about the situation regarding camping with her coworker. She immediately started crying at the time when we talked. I was trying to be empathetic. I know she didn't want to miss out on a friendship. She kept saying things like, I hate that you guys don't get along. However, she did apologize and back out of the trip. Wait. Did they not get along? He never once said they didn't get along. Okay. Things were better for a short period, but then they began hanging out at a similar frequency. We had some conversations about it, but I knew the guy would be moving soon and thought things might start to resolve afterwards. The next couple of months were difficult. I still felt underprioritized and like my concerns weren't really heard. She talked about visiting him after he moved, and I mentioned my concerns for that. She never ended up visiting. This seemed to cause a short falling out between them. My wife then changed perspectives and felt she was a victim of this coworker and that he was treating her weirdly by pursuing her. Wait, whoa, this is a weird flip around. She ended up burning some stuff that he gave to her, including a letter that he had sent after the move. She gets defensive still when this guy comes up in conversation and it's impossible to talk about it. Anyway, conversation slash connection with him dies down. This is really weird. Were they dating? Was she dating him behind your back? And now he's dating someone else because he moved? That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm going to guess. Put it in the comments now. What are we guessing? What do we think happened? In the meantime, wife has another weird connection with a guy that feels too long to include in this specific post. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, but like, you can't blame a girl for having a lot of guy friends. Like, I have a lot of guy friends. Like, I still have girlfriends too, but I have a lot of guy friends too. And I continue to feel underappreciated and undercared for, which is the worst part of it all. Conversations with my wife around the subject are still touchy after some time. I finally allow myself to feel my feelings, and it eats at me. I eventually wake up at 3 a.m. stressed I can't go back to sleep. I finally break and look at her messages with the old coworker. Ooh, I don't know. Okay. I listen to a lot of Am I the A-Holes, okay? I listen to a lot of them. And a lot of the different podcasts I listen to, because I love other people's drama, a lot of the podcasts I listen to, they all say, unless you have, like, proof or some sort of, like you see a text message because you went to turn off her alarm on the phone, you know, kind of thing. Unless there's, like, you have, like, an accidental means to look at their phone, you shouldn't look at their phone because the minute you look at their phone, it's over. Like, you don't trust them. And that's the bigger issue, is like the lack of trust. Let's see here. Obviously, here we go, everybody, buckle up. Obviously, there are a ton of messages, lots of selfies they've sent back and forth, nothing explicit, a sort of flirty vibe to them, and a lot of how much they appreciate each other. and then text much later in the night than I thought about. Let me know when you get home safe at like 4 a.m. Talk after our conversations of potential future camping trips together and travel. Then referring to a late night they were together at a state park as their not camping trip. My wife noted having dirt all over her clothes, and the coworker said, well, what do you expect when we wrestled? Then further, he said, I wish I would have held you tightly for longer instead of getting angry. Then a text he mentioned describing their night to a coworker and the coworker being surprised that they didn't fuck. This is all bad. This is so bad. Girl, what? What are you doing? You're married. What are you doing? This is embarrassing for her. And OP, like, bro, you gotta listen to your gut more. Like, ugh, I know this is a lot, and even typing it out, I sort of feel like an idiot. It's just hard for me to imagine a world without her at this point. Ugh, sometimes it seems like she really likes and appreciates me. Other times I feel myself questioning if she regrets marrying me altogether. Sometimes I wonder if it's possible for her to be naive enough to not understand my concerns. I don't know. How can I communicate so she understands my concerns? I want her to know that it's hurtful. How do I get her to change and apologize? Oof, that's tough. That's a tough ask. Oof. Yeah, I feel like he needs to end their marriage. Like, this is not good. This is not good. Like, although we don't have proof of them cheating, though. We just have, like, weird message logs of them, like, kind of being flirty. And then her all of a sudden being like, I think he actually used me, which is... You know what I mean? Moving on. 1 month later, my previous post talks about an emotional and possible physical affair. I was in too much denial to let it slip right under my nose in so many ways. I was a doormat, and I'm trying to not be that anymore. You can see some of the old posts on my profile too, and yes, it's the one with the camping trip she wanted to take all alone with another guy. I don't know if I really have a satisfying update yet, but people did ask for updates, and it's been about a month. I did confront her. We went through a lot of the messages. She wasn't heated or defensive like I expected. She was apologetic and said she was sorry. We have had a few couples counseling sessions since then. Good. I like that. Couples counseling, especially after something like this, if you want to try to save the relationship, it's worth it. And we still don't know her POV at all. We never will. But like, we don't really know why she flip-flopped so hard and was all of a sudden like, oh, I think he used me. So, you know, there's some things you still gotta unpack there. She claims nothing physical ever happened. She had excuses for many of the text messages and what they said, explanations to make them sound less damning, but she had a hard time explaining some of the other ones in a way that's satisfying. I'll be honest, she apologized for the first time we talked. But since then, she's deflected a lot. There is a lot of blaming other people and circumstances. I don't like it. She was afraid she would lose her job or afraid how it would impact something. Or she's this way because of some past trauma, only burned things because her friend wanted to, etc. I need her to own her part of it more. Yeah, this is okay. I mean, even if nothing physical happened, it sounds like an emotional affair. And like, I don't know. This is all bad. Dude, I think you should just get out. I think it's okay to just like get divorced at this point because it's not looking good, my guy. She denied ever having romantic feelings for him at all. I pointed out things were intimate and she did agree that it was intimate, but then immediately tried to justify why the intimacy occurred. Things just don't really seem to add up. She keeps telling me she loves me, but how could she do this? I've been a wreck. I'm struggling to function at work and have a productive life. I really just want to crawl into a hole. I'm exhausted. I'm able to see friends and enjoy hobbies some. I've been able to forget in the moment, but the pain comes rushing back as soon as it's over. My self-esteem has been shot, and I can't stop feeling like I always need to process and figure it out. Ugh. Ugh, it's so hard. I get it. She's been out of town for a week and is back soon. I've spiraled a lot, but also have had a really good week in other ways. I'm dreading her coming home. Some of that is dreading having to go through this stuff more, but I think a lot of it's just dreading her in general right now. I don't feel any joy for seeing her right now. Oh, wow, that. I just feel like I'm living in a haze. None of it feels real, to be honest. I'm somehow trying to put one foot in front of the other. I feel like so much of it is me looking for people to tell me what to do, which is not what I need. I need to make a decision for me. I'm leaning towards leaving right now. Good. Good, OP. Leave. I've talked with a few friends, and it's been helpful, and they have made me really ask the question, what am I getting out of this relationship? And right now, I can't think of much. I'm not sure if I'm hurt, so I'm seeing things from the past. Wait. I'm not sure if I'm hurt, so I'm seeing things from the past negatively, or if the scales have been removed from my eyes. I'm seeing more and more how much I've sacrificed for her, and seeing how she's not really that good of a person, especially not in her interactions with me. Eugh. Yeah, time to pack it up, dude. But I keep getting stuck in how I would feel like a bad person for leaving. Yeah, and how I would be hurting her. So I'm trying to get that out of my head because I shouldn't be concerned with her. I should be concerned with me. Yikes. Oof. Yeah. Okay. Based on everything you have just told us, one, therapy. I think you both doing like couples therapy is good, but you should do solo therapy if you can afford it. And talk it out, because like this all sounds like signs that you need to get divorced. I hate to say it, because I know everybody on Reddit is like, divorce! Like anytime there's like a small blip of like anything, but like, I don't know, there's enough there to not trust someone, you know? Like there's enough issues there, especially if she's like doubling down and like trying to like taking accountability and then instantly flipping it. I think it's okay just to be like, you know what? This is what it is. All right. Do we have an update? Oh, almost 1.5 years later again. So, okay. The beginning of the story, 1.5 years later, and now 1.5 years later again, which makes me a little skeptical that this is a fake story, because, you know, Reddit do be full of fake stories. But I digress. Here we go. It's been a while since my last update to everyone on my story. Not sure who really cares or wants to know. Okay, so he does a recap. We're going to skip. So he basically does a recap of everything that we just read. And then he says that he has some boundaries, and he has two particular boundaries at this point that were bigger issues, which are, one involved my birthday when we both already had the day off. She'd let me know beforehand that she had a lot of work and she had to do that morning and afternoon and wouldn't see me very much until my birthday dinner that evening. Well, guess who she spent multiple hours with that morning into the afternoon? This new male friend. She showed up at home to me packed up and ready to go out and do some stuff for the day. My wife immediately looked as though she knew she messed up and profusely apologized. She even stated, I don't know why I keep hurting you. Ugh. Okay, the next event was when she really wanted to go to a concert with this same guy, just the two of them, in another city. Deja vu much. She ended up not going after multiple conversations, and after I told her I wasn't okay with it, but she's not happy at all about it. Why does she keep running off with these male friends and wanting to do, like sleepover things with them? Like, she wants to cheat. Dude, you just gotta let her go. We gotta let her go. This is getting ridiculous. There's a world in where I think forgiveness could have occurred and where I think relationships heal after infidelity. But that's not my entire story. Eventually, I was able to come to my senses. It took a lot longer and more suffering than it should have, but I am now divorced. It took too long, but we got there. Holy guacamole, my guy. Oh my God. Okay. Very happy for you. Holy cow. Okay. Which has been a big mismatch of emotions. Some days I feel deeply lonely and sad. Other days I feel optimistic, hopeful, and at peace. Oh, breakups are hard, man. Honestly, I never hated my ex-wife and really still don't. I'm still very angry and hurt by what happened, but I never really hated her. And maybe that's naive of me, but the thing that really motivated me to leave was that I was able to love myself and choose what I needed for me. That is such a powerful statement. Like, I kind of want to read it again. I was able to love myself and choose what I needed for me. It sounds so easy, but it is so hard when you live with somebody or when like you start building a relationship together, like a foundation, a serious one, that you still remember at the end of the day, it is for you. And if you are not happy or if you are like, just, you got to communicate, you know, and like they've done all the communicating and she's showing all the red flags, dude. So at the end of the day, you either got to be okay with her going and hanging out with these other guy friends that may or may not be, you know, not just friends, or be done with it. Because clearly this seems to be, like you said, deja vu, a reoccurring problem. So you got to keep yourself in mind. Oof. I feel very far away from the person that I was when I first started writing this. I feel a little more confident and free than I have in a very long time. I'm still trying to use this current time to find myself and probably will for a while. Not looking to date or anything at the moment. Not sure if marriage or long-term relationship is ever going to be on the table for me again. Oh, that bums me out for you. Which I think I'm oddly okay with. Okay, then maybe I'm not bummed out for you. Maybe it's a good thing. So much of my identity was in my marriage and being a good partner. It's hard to remember who I was before this and who I am apart from that at times. So that's what I'm discovering now. Plenty of other fighting and weird little stories in the past year or so as well. But that's it for now. Thank you to all the Redditors who were helpful and gave me their advice. Aww. My family and friends have overall been very supportive and made the transition as easy for me as possible. Her mom had a bit of a freak out about the divorce and sent me lots of long texts. And my prior best friend is maybe time to cut them out. He was supportive at first. He knew more than anyone of what was going on, but he tried to talk me out of the divorce after I made the decision. He told me I was making a mistake among other bullshit during the time period I needed the most reassurance and support. What? Why is your best friend backpedaling? That's wild. So yeah, I'm not sure what that friendship is at the moment. I honestly haven't had the energy to try to care to address or talk anything with him. So I guess I'm wondering, on any thoughts if I should even bother addressing it or just cut him off. Any advice is appreciated. Dang, that's crazy. What a whirlwind of a story. Like, man. Like, it sounds like she never physically cheated, but it sounds like some emotional cheating be happening. I don't know. Let me know in the comments down below. I love reading you guys' reactions to the Reddit stories in the comments. It's always so fun for me. I love doing these. I'm curious if those of you that are on Patreon, you all, if you could do me a solid, send me some really messy, like, MIDA holes or like best Redditor updates. Like, y'all know who you are. Send me some. Cause like I need some really juicy ones. Okay. Send me some. I appreciate you all so much. And don't forget everybody to stay Delulu because it is the Salulu. Bye. Oh, and thank you to our patrons. I will list them here on the next slide.
Okay, bye. I love you. Bye.